Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Time now for our daily tech and business report, and it seems as though Americans may have finally reached their limit when it comes to paying higher prices for beef. To take a closer look, we're turned now to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline to speak with Bloomberg's Ilina Peng. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about that limit. How high has it gone, and what's the threshold here?
Oh my goodness, yeah. So we've been watching U.S. cattle supplies tighten for sort of years now. And in correspondence with that, obviously, beef prices have gone up. And consumer retail prices for ground beef are now above $7 a pound. But surprisingly, to even those in the industry, demand seemed like kind of relatively inelastic. So you were seeing people eating out less, but they were still buying beef at home. And maybe instead of buying steak at home, they were buying cheaper cuts like ground beef. So overall, the per capita consumption looked to be pretty high. But now we're finally starting to see that flatline a little bit with retail sales in a 12-week period leading up to July, like mid-July, pretty much being flat. And flat, to be sure, isn't demand destruction. But it's really interesting because that's when July 4th and a lot of key grilling holidays are taking place. So it's not necessarily like people are suddenly deciding, oh, I'm not going to buy any. But they're also saying, I'm not buying more if it costs this much.
So what are people buying instead?
We've seen a lot of increase in chicken. That's just been a broader trend that's been happening as people seek out more protein. And the U.S. is in a good supply situation with chicken too. So those prices have been pretty much flat year over year. But it's been interesting, part of why it's taken so long for consumers to show resistance to beef prices seems to be that people like buying what they're used to buying. So for example, if you look at like the grinds category in general, ground pork is really cheap, but it hasn't seen nearly the boost that you would expect as a result of the higher ground beef prices.
Oh, that is interesting. But people always say like it tastes like chicken, but beef tastes like beef. Nothing else tastes like beef but beef, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you tell us about the U.S. supply? How much comes from, you know, U.S. cows, and how much comes from cows in other parts of the world, and the tariffs play into this at all?
Yeah, so the U.S. produces most of its beef, and imports are basically a way to make up the shortfall. We've been importing a bigger share of meat for sure, but that's still less than 20% at this point. And it's also not it's not exactly the same product. So the type of ground beef we get, for example, from say Argentina or Brazil, tends to be a leaner ground beef. And then that gets blended into basically fattier U.S. product to go into hamburger meat.
How does the screwworm issue play into all of this?
Yeah, the screwworm has been a really interesting conversation for sure. So it's a deadly cattle parasite that basically infects wounds. If it's untreated, it can be really deadly for the animals. It was found in Mexico in late 2024, and that pretty much paused the cattle trade between Mexico and the U.S., which was one of the reasons that the U.S. cattle supply has been so tight, because it used to be we had this additional source of supply that now no longer existed. But the screwworm did unfortunately make it to the U.S. in June, which was really concerning for the industry, but so far it has seemed relatively contained. There are very few active cases in Texas, and so the USDA is looking to reopen that trade back up. So hopefully supplies are back, but it definitely is just one of those factors that is making it really complicated for American ranchers to sort of plan out next steps and to feel good about rebuilding their herds and boosting supplies.
You know, and rebuilding a herd does take a long time. When do you think that shoppers could expect to see a little relief in the price of beef?
Oh, man, that number keeps getting pushed back every year. I think people had said 2026, and now obviously people are saying 2027. With the expected shipments from Mexico, that should be a positive for supplies. So that should also weigh on prices a little. We've already seen, both with the weaker demand starting to come on, that the wholesale beef value and the live cattle futures market have both dropped. And so we are starting to see some of the companies publicly say in their earnings, like, oh, beef inflation will be up year over year, but we're expecting that to be like a smaller percentage jump than before. So it is possible we are past the peak, but just as there's a delay in price hikes going up, there's usually a delay in prices coming down too.
Is this impact, we've been talking about, you know, the consumer, and I was kind of thinking more about, you know, going to the grocery store, but what about restaurants? I mean, restaurants that, you know, sell hamburgers or a steak place, are we going to see, I mean, I can only imagine that those places might be impacted as well.
Yeah, the steak places, I've talked to some restaurant owners and they say they're getting creative with what they're doing. So there were some restaurants that were trying to optimize cheaper steak cuts to make them more high quality, because restaurants can do fancier techniques than we can do at home. There's also a lot of ground beef going on in restaurants where they'll do like a meatball appetizer. And then when it comes to fast food restaurants, I've heard that a lot of the promotions there are going in the chicken direction. Like you remember the chicken sandwich wars of years ago? That's something consumers are still on board with. And so it's just like pushing some of the marketing spend that way instead of towards beef.
Well, thank you so much for breaking it down for us. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bloomberg's Elena Ping. And you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.